Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Topeka's mayor and city council will consider approving the payment of a $300,000 settlement to Tabitha Speck, whose vehicle was rear-ended by a Topeka police vehicle driven by a former officer, Adam Royer. The lawsuit alleges the city failed to adequately train, instruct, and supervise Royer. The petition also alleges that Royer demonstrated negligence by speeding. Sedgwick County has been declared a Purple Heart County.
The designation that honors military veterans who were either wounded or killed in combat was received by the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Richard E. Cowan, Chapter 558, and adds Sedgwick County to the National Purple Heart Trail. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner said Sedgwick County is now working to install signs on roads and highways leading in to the county.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
I heard about something called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It helps people save money on internet.
Where did you hear that?
On the internet.
I don't have the internet, but I'd like to.
You should apply to see if you're eligible. You could save $30 a month.
What's it called again? I want to sign up.
The Affordable Connectivity Program, or the ACP.
Get the internet you need for work, school, health care, and more. Sign up, connect, and save at getinternet.gov.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state...
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in to new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas's disability waiver wait list has become extensively packed over the years, preventing some people from getting adequate services, so lawmakers are now weighing solutions to get people off of the list. Senator Beverly Gossage, who chairs the state's Special Committee on Intellectual and Developmental Disability, or IDD, Waiver Committee, said they want to see how many people that would be, estimating that they could get at least between 3,600 and 7,000. The committee met on Monday to hear from state agency officials and people impacted by the disability waiver waitlist, and the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services partnered with the University of Kansas Center on Developmental Disabilities to conduct a study on where the wait list stands. According to Evan Dean, an associate professor from KUCDD, the waiting list was at 4,831 as of last December. Dean said the average wait time is now 5 years, and some have waited for as many as 11. And while those on the wait list may receive some services, they do not receive enough services that cover their care needs. Gas prices are up 10% compared to a month ago, and multiple factors are reported to be contributing to the increase in rates. The average price of gas in Kansas was $3.65 on Monday, compared to $3.24 a month ago. And the spike can partially be attributed to summer blend fuel, which is more expensive, and that people travel more in the summer, which means more gas is needed. Although, according to the American Automobile Association, or AAA, less gas is available because of international cutbacks in oil, and extremely high temperatures are also putting stress on oil producers. Sean Stewart, a spokesperson for AAA Kansas, said those high temperatures are not ideal for oil refining, so some refineries have had to scale back their production a little bit, and that's impacted the supply of oil and gas. Stewart added that higher demand and less supply ultimately drove up prices. According to AAA, fuel prices will likely go down again in September when summer blend gas will be phased out and travel will decrease. The application period for the fiscal year 2024 Kansas Firefighter Recruitment and Safety Grant is now open until the grant deadline of September 15, 2023. The Office of the State Fire Marshal makes this $400,000 grant possible through its budget passed by the state legislature and signed by Governor Kelly. And Doug Jorgensen, the state fire marshal, said this funding and implementation of the grant goes a long way in providing much-needed equipment for volunteer fire departments across the state. He said in many rural areas of Kansas, the smaller departments are the sole providers of fire and rescue response, so it's vital that they have the proper safety gear and recruitment tools to ensure their community's safety. Grants issued through the grant program will cover the cost of safety gear for volunteer and part-time firefighters, and funding will also be available for junior firefighter programs and physicals not covered by the individual's insurance or reimbursed by their department. And the funding for the junior firefighter programs and physicals is available to all fire departments in Kansas, not just the volunteer part-time departments. There will also be funding for the purchase of strategically placed washer extractor machines throughout the state. Eligible applicants must be an established and recognized Kansas volunteer part-time fire department in good standing with the State Fire Marshal's Office on the National Fire Incident Reporting System, and departments must also participate in the Comprehensive Resource Management and Credentialing System. Submission requirements and applications are available at firemarshal.ks.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
A high-end supercell thunderstorm moved over the city of Almena in Norton County just before 8 p.m. on Saturday. And according to a report from the National Weather Service in Goodland, the storm produced wind gusts of up to an estimated 110 miles per hour, along with hail ranging from golf ball to tennis ball in size. The wind caused damage to trees, from limbs being blown down to tree trunks being snapped. The National Weather Service said the thunderstorm began near Norton, where it quickly intensified east of town and moved northeast towards Almena, intensifying as it approached. As the thunderstorm moved over Almena, it continued to intensify, reaching a peak intensity as it moved over the community, and the worst of the wind occurred when the hail was the largest in size. As the storm moved east of Almena, it began to weaken, and there were no reports of injury. On Monday, August 14th, Dolly Parton will be present in Kansas to celebrate statewide success of her Imagination Library program at a closed event hosted by the Imagination Library of Kansas. Through the Imagination Library, each month, children from birth to age 5 receive free books from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which began in 1995 in Tennessee, and in nearly three decades has gifted more than 200 million books worldwide. In a news release announcing Parton's visit to the Sunflower State, Governor Kelly said Pratt, Kansas, has the distinction of starting the first Imagination Library site outside of Tennessee in 2005, and today, Kansas is celebrating over 52,200 children enrolled and celebrating the milestone of gifting more than 3.8 million books to children since 2005. Parton started the Imagination Library to foster her love of reading for the children within her home county, and she drew inspiration for the program from her father's inability to read. You can learn more about the Imagination Library and how to get involved at imaginationlibrary.com. Glenn Braun, Chief Judge of the 23rd Judicial District for Ellis, Rooks, Trigo, and Gove Counties, was recently recognized with the Distinguished Service Award by the Kansas Bar Association. And the award recognizes an individual or continuous longstanding service on behalf of the legal profession or the public. Braun was appointed a district judge in 2012 and has been a chief judge since 2016. He graduated from Kansas State University in 1978 and the Washburn University School of Law in 1981 and was in private practice until 2012. He also served as the Ellis County Attorney from 1989 to 1997 and as a City of Hays prosecutor. Braun served as president of the Kansas Bar Association in 2010 and 2011, and as the commissioner of the Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission from 2005 to 2012. Businesses and organizations in Northwest Kansas can now apply for a spring or summer 2024 intern from Fort Hays State University through the Fort Hays State University Dane G. Hansen Internship Program. A Dane G. Hansen Foundation grant has made paid internships possible for next spring and summer, and the applications from employers will be accepted through September 15th. Eligible employers must be located in the Hansen Foundation's 26-county service area, the block of county stretching from the Cheyenne-Wallace County area east to include the Republic-Saline County area and also includes Norton County. However, students do not have to be from the Northwest Kansas area to apply. A participating employer invests $500 towards the student's intern's wages, and the Hansen Foundation grant provides the remaining funding. And each internship is for one semester or summer. Spring interns will work 240 hours, and summer interns will work 300 hours. Lisa Carlin, the internship career advisor, stated that they're grateful for the Dane G. Hansen Foundation's continued support of this program, as it provides employers access to new talent and allows students to gain professional work experience and make connections. The employer must provide a detailed job description for the internship, and interested employers should go to the Career Services page on the Fort Hays State University website at fhsu.edu to learn more about the program and complete the application. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Are you looking for a fun and rewarding full or part-time career? Can you imagine having the evenings, weekends, and summers off? Many Kansas school nutrition programs are seeking individuals who enjoy giving back to their community and helping children build their future. A wide variety of immediate positions are available nearby. Contact your local school district or food service director for more information on current positions available. Don't hesitate. Call today. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Fair season is upon us, and practicing good biosecurity is a critical step to keep your pigs and the people around you healthy before, during, and after a show. Minimizing the risk of spreading diseases and viruses should be a top priority for everyone. Dr. Heather Fowler, Director of Producer and Public Health with the National Pork Board, says public health is ingrained in the industry resources and certifications.
Pork Quality Assurance Plus program, as well as the Youth Quality Assurance program, which covers all livestock species. So the pillars of public health, how to maintain herd health, all of those things are represented there. And again, drive you to those additional resources of your veterinarian and even your physician.
Basic biosecurity protocols like washing hands and not sharing equipment are always best practice. But underlying all that, just like for people, is if your pig isn't feeling good, keep them home.
As we think about influenza and agricultural settings, there's been potential of sharing this virus between people and pigs, and we want to make sure we're doing the right thing for ourselves, the animals in our care, and the general public.
Fowler said ag fairs are an opportunity for the public to see the different species of livestock and to interact with producers.
It's a great opportunity for you to be an ambassador, so it's imperative that we implement those practices and make sure it's a safe environment for those members of the general public, as well as yourself and the animals in your care. We want people to go home and say, say, I had a great experience, not I think I got sick from that. So we want to make sure that it's overall positive.
Fowler says if humans or pigs develop influenza-like illnesses at a fair or exhibition, animal health and public health officials should be notified immediately. Public health officials should facilitate human testing for influenza viruses, investigate the source of illness, and attempt to identify additional human cases. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll be on a slight warming trend over the next few days, but we'll manage to stay out of the 90s statewide for one more day, then a little bit hotter for the rest of the week, especially across our southern counties. It does look like we'll avoid the 100s for a while, though, as a couple of systems move across the central plains. Another round of severe weather is possible today for our western, northwestern, and north central counties, with a similar setup to what we had yesterday. Large hail, damaging wind, and a few tornadoes will be possible. On the map, heading into the afternoon, that stationary front is still in place, running from eastern Colorado down through the Texas Panhandle. Moist air circulating into our western and central counties, combined with daytime heating and some wind shear along that front. Severe thunderstorms will likely pop up this afternoon and evening. Most of the activity will be west of Salina and Wichita. The rest of the state stays dry for now, but we have a cold front on the way that'll bring some showers and thunderstorms across the plains tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures pretty warm today, but we'll stay out of the 90s. A flood watch is posted in the northwest Kansas counties through this evening, where heavy rain is most likely to fall. Overnight, showers and thunderstorms spread statewide, with the best rain chances in our northern counties. That low and cold front will start crossing our state tomorrow morning. Showers and thunderstorms likely central and east, and then things clear out and warm up tomorrow afternoon. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low to mid-80s with upper 50s overnight. Mid-80s in the north-central counties. Tonight, we're in the mid-60s. Mid-80s in the northeast counties and mid to upper 60s for the overnight lows. Southwest will stay in the mid-80s for the afternoon, and tonight we're looking at low 60s. Mid to upper 80s south-central, upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s southeast, and tonight we're in the low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.